Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be on the phones a ton. We'll try to be as creative as possible. I think there's some years that it's really obvious. You know, the handful of guys you're going to target, the sellers are obvious. I think this year is going to be a year you kind of have to be a little bit more creative.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
But are you sure about that, Jed Hoyer? Because I want to believe you. I want to believe you real bad. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm going to wish cast this when we have breaking news on The Score. It's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Wait a minute. Are you wishing that we have breaking news about a big Cubs signing? Is that why you said that I'm going to wish cast this?
Why, Marshall? Why ever do you ask?
Well,
I couldn't possibly be hopefully speaking that into existence.
Seems like that might be the only way we get a Cubs.
I know that this is something that also raised your eyebrow yesterday when you heard Jed Hoyer speak at the GM meetings.
Both.
Both eyebrows?
Both eyebrows on that
one. Not just one, but two?
Right.
Dang. Dang.
Because this is my face.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're not afraid to age for that facial expression. That's how you know.
Oh, yeah. I need the Botox, huh?
No, people's faces should move. Don't mess. I mean, do what you want, but I haven't done it either yet. I'm cheap and lazy. Getting back to the concept, though, of raising your eyebrows because of what people are saying. I didn't mean for this whole hour to be examining like this, but it's kind of turned into it. But here's my main question. When the Cubs say that they learned lessons from the trade deadline, where they said they wanted to go after pitching and the market did tighten up, you knew it was coming because you anticipated this in the offseason, where you didn't do a ton. Not when it came to pitching, not like that, not like you talked about at the trade deadline.
Soroka.
And Kittredge, who got traded back to Baltimore for cash considerations. So then, you get Michael Soroka. That was the actual sound of the handshake between Michael Elias and Jed Hoyer. So then, now you're saying, oh, the offseason is going to be more pivotal. And Jed Hoyer talked about that at the end of the year. And then he says that he wants to focus on starting pitching. But then when we start looking at the roster, knowing that they've already appropriately extended Colin Ray, you and I both understand that he's not necessarily a defined starter. But pending a healthy Justin Steele, when you go out and you offer the qualifying offer of $22 million to Shota Imanaga, that's not exactly saying you want to do a ton of things different. And it's not like it's not as formatic is how they had to, and formulaic is how they had to extend the qualifying offer to Kyle Tucker. You know, those are two different things in my mind. This was saying you're running the risk of having him come back to the team and you're going to pay him more than you thought you previously were this year. So when you heard this, What were you thinking?
My honest assessment of listening to Jed Hoyer in his entirety, right? And the message that he was getting across was remembering to last year, the trade deadline did not go as they had planned. There weren't the pitchers available at the prices they thought that they were going to get them. So they had to option for a Michael Soroka as opposed to maybe a frontline starter, a younger guy who still had much, much more consistency and upside.
Seth Lugo got extended, stayed with the Royals.
There's a number of guys.
Sandy
that they could
Alcantara
have targeted.
Is still a Florida Marlin.
Ooh, number
Miami
of guys.
Marlin,
there are so many good pitchers that were not dealt. And not just the Cubs that didn't deal for him, just other guys. Like maybe the biggest deal was Shane Bieber, and he was a guy that wasn't even cleared to pitch at that time. He was still on rehab assignments.
Who just picked up his player option, by the way.
As he should. But the bottom line was, what we were told was that, hey, this didn't happen as we thought it was going to happen, the trade deadline. And so my message from that, just that part in and of itself was, guess what? The trade deadline isn't as guaranteed as it used to be. If we want to make major upgrades to our team, it has to be done in the offseason through free agency and trades then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So then, tell me about how you heard this. Jed Hoyer at the end of this season press conference saying that he regretted not making a bigger move at the deadline. Let's hear Jed say that. Let's go back and listen.
I think if you do this job and do it well, I think you're constantly thinking about what else you could do, and that's natural. But I do feel like when I think back on the most obvious thing that people talk about when we were starting pitching at the trade deadline, and honestly, like, I haven't really thought about that much since early August because I know what the market was. I know how tight the starting pitching market was. I know to acquire players I thought could impact a pennant race, it would have cost us players that impacted our second half in a big way on the team. And so certainly there's moves going back years that you think about in terms of how you can continue to get better. And I think that, you know, my job is to just keep getting better at this job every single year. So, of course, I think about that. But when it comes to the trade deadline, I don't, just because I know that what the market was and I know what the prices were. And I also know that other teams weren't able to acquire that kind of pitching talent either.
That means teams were asking for players on the major league roster for those pitchers we were just talking about. Guess what? In the offseason, that price has not gone down. But now, maybe you're more willing to deal them, except for all I hear is priority pitching, priority pitching, priority pitching.
The market's price is not your price. Period. Paragraph. The market's price has not been the Cubs' market's price for a long time. The Cubs' price and what the market price are for the talent that they desire are two different things.
But these aren't luxury items. This is going to the grocery store and getting eggs. If the price goes up, it's not like you're buying less eggs. You're still buying eggs.
I've made that correlation many times. Even once on this radio station. It was the day before they got Dansby Swanson. Just because you want the price of something to be that doesn't mean it is. The billionaires decided that they wanted to make the price of a lot of what you want higher.
So now
I'm talking about baseball players, but I could be talking about other things.
Well, now the question becomes, well, so what does that mean?
What do you really want?
Yeah. And what are you willing to pay for it?
Because you can say all this stuff, but what indication do we have that you're actually going to do the things you say you want to do? You're going to have to adjust more than they're going to adjust to you. So what does that look like?
It looks like they're going to have to make some major trades if they're not willing to spend major money to get better on the field in 2026.
I agree with A47. Bieber could have done better as a free agent, but he made his choice. And that's kind of interesting, too. So, yeah, I mean, I know he wants to do this stuff, and Jed Hoyer says it. And it leads us to believe certain conclusions whenever he says he wants to do something and they don't have the leeway to be able to do it. But we have to question, then what's going on? Because other teams also made deadline trades for starting pitching, and it was in that similar market space. Yeah, that's the hard part, too, is, okay, so when you do have what you have, are you doing the most with the resources that you're able to do? And I don't know if the answer is yes yet.
TBD on that one.
I'm still waiting to see what's happening offensively. We have more coming up on Raheem Harrison Grody here on 670 The Score. Coming up next, let's talk about this more with Russ Dorsey. He's at the GM meetings. So what does he know about what the Cubs want to do and what the major free agents in the league want to do? Scott Boras spoke, so we'll listen to it all. We'll also talk to Russ about it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.